You just can't beat the classic original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Good morning and welcome to this morning's Those Two Girls podcast. I'm Scott the Anchor and my unanswered question from today's show, in fact, this entire week, Sarah, did you actually in your life this week wear a G-string out in public in places like shopping centres,
yes.
School pickups?
Yes.
Under her clothes?
Yes, of course.
I did not believe that you would go out in public.
Yeah, 3 out of the 4 days. On Wednesday, I needed a break.
I love how she just doesn't play by the rules. You're constantly throwing me under the bus for being a rebel, but you rebel when it suits you. I did not break rules.
Well, that's
once
because you were in a much more comfortable position.
No, because it wasn't.
I just wanted to experience what I had gifted you.
There was
this
discomfort
week.
For me as well.
There was not
in a physical sense, but in an emotional sense.
Oh, rubbish! You used to do Kmart ads in your full briefs. I've seen it.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean I lived my life in them. They were on my rump for all of like 3 hours. And then I was like, get them off me.
I think what I've loved most, and obviously the wrap-up of Underwars is in today's podcast.
Yes.
But what I loved most about Underwars was when Lisa's family indicated that they would appreciate Lise changing her underwear decisions.
Because they're ladylike, you say.
Oh, God. I hate that term, ladylike.
Do you?
Yes. It just feels
prim
like...
prim and proper and...
I don't like prim and proper either.
How are we friends?
I'm glad you've told us because when we came back from the July break, we were actually going to rename the show.
Prim and proper.
It was going to be called Ladylike, and the tagline was going to be prim and proper.
Early breakfast with those two girls. Yeah. I mean, that kind of crosses over to your fashion as well. Like I will always love a floral, love a bit of glitter.
Yes.
Very, very, very feminine. And sometimes you'll rock up in a Metallica shirt and ripped jeans. And you know how I feel about that. But
how was that wedding that you went to?
Such a pretty girl. Why would you wear a Metallica shirt?
This is like, okay, we went shopping. We went shopping together yesterday.
With a skull on it.
To buy outfits for our stage show, okay? Yeah. And I know that when I go shopping with Sarah, it's worse. Actually, I think going shopping with my mother is kinder on my spirit than it is. Sarah infantilizes me. I'll pick something up. Off the rack, and she'll be like, "Put that down immediately." What are you thinking? No, and that needs a light. That needs a dainty shoelace, not a heavy boot.
Yeah, because you put on a beautiful sequin skirt, and you're like, "What about some over the knee boots?"
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yes, because I
want
like
a
some
girl
eclectic
with the short skirt
and a long over the knee boot.
I like eclectic. We have similar. We at the end of the day, we appreciate a similar aesthetic.
Yes.
It may not suit the other. Like,
no.
I love your aesthetic. I can say that works, that doesn't. I can style your aesthetic and I can tell you what's going to work.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to wear it.
Yes.
And the same goes for you. You know my aesthetic and you can say, yep, I get what you're going for. I wouldn't wear it, but that looks great.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I mean, I love what you've chosen.
I mean, at one point I picked up a dress off the rack and Sarah called it a mosquito net. And I said, yes, I am trying to combat malaria.
You know, we often talk about Bez, your mum, and how she didn't like your haircut, went after that, goes after sometimes what you wear, etc.
Yeah.
Do your daughters have that to look forward to from you?
Yeah, well, my 7-year-old is she's actually got a very good eye. So if I leave the house, I'll be like, how do I look? And she'll be like, those earrings are wrong. And she's always, she's right. Sometimes I test her because I know they're wrong too. So she's got mum's gene coming through. You know, she's hauled Lise over the coals a couple of times with what Lise has worn. I think we've spoken about that
before.
Well,
actually, Lise, your eldest Remy could do the same with underwear. He's apparently got a very good eye for underwear. Are they serious? Yeah.
But mum will say things to me like, you know, I'm one of 3 girls. And she'll be like, oh, God, you know, Rachel's got it. That's my middle sister. She's got the style. She doesn't need my help. But you still need my help, Sarah. You still need me. Sometimes you get it so right. And other times, oh, So wrong. Yeah, I love it though.
Oh, God.
I do. Yes, Mum. Okay.
I feel, you know who I feel sorry for is not your eldest, but your youngest. You know, your youngest is not going to be interested in your comments
on
her.
Can I tell you something that Mum started doing now? Like, I think Mum has started to stop trying to voice her opinions as much. And now she says things like, Sarah, why don't you, I'm not going to say anything. But that says something.
All right, here's today's podcast, including Underwars, the official wrap-up. Please enjoy.
Oh.
You're listening to Those Two Girls. Bangers and
mash, bangers and mash. We sing song lyrics to a different tune. Bangers and mash,
bangers and mash. Oh, it's Friday, which means it's bangers and mash time.
This is going to be the best bangers and mash, Sarah, probably for our listeners, because we're not singing today.
We aren't singing. Today is the producer's edition of bangers and mash, because they have made fun of Lee's and my singing for long enough.
It's we're not turning
as easy
the tables.
As it sounds, Scotty. And Aaron, get in here. Here he comes. Here he comes. I think he's going to have the voice of an angel, personally.
I think so, too. Okay, I'm ready to hear the pipes.
The lack of support
pipes.
On my camp was offensive.
Sorry, Scotty.
So we don't know what the lyrics of the song are, what the tune of the song is that they'll be matched to. So, Lise, you and I have to guess what mastery Scotty and Aaron are going to throw
our way.
Yeah,
we're going to work together, Sarah, and we're going to nail this as per usual.
Oh, well.
Who's first?
I'll go first.
Just let me abbreviate. I don't need your
But that's
your
not a word that needs abbreviation.
It is in me.
Huge is not a word.
Okay. So I've got my lyrics and you've got to guess the lyrics and the tune.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed for him already.
I hate you guys so much. Taking more than her share, had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the walls start shaking,
the
earth was quaking, my mind was aching.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, is it?
No, my heart.
And we were making it, and you.
Oh, he's not good at the
I might have lost. Where we are a bit.
Okay, give us a few more lyrics.
Oh, work a double time on the seduction line. She was one of a kind. Wanted no applause, just another cause. Had to cool me down to take another round. Back in the ring, take another swing. My mind was aching and we were making it. You shook me all night long.
Oh, it was my wedding song. That was my wedding song. How? What? I knew it.
What?
I
what?
Knew it.
What?
Yes.
That was your wedding song?
Yes.
What is
people.
Wrong with you?
What do you mean? As what's in, wrong with me?
Was that the first dance? Was that?
It was walking into the reception. So,
I couldn't hear you. What were the songs?
Okay. Shania Twain was the tune.
Yes.
Feels Like a Woman. You sung that beautifully.
That's how it's done. Yes, and the lyrics were given to us in the very last line. You shook me all night long.
Sarah's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Scotty, you were actually really good.
It was a good show. You had a smile on your face the whole time. Okay, as our young stallion producer here.
Hello.
All right, are we ready?
All right. Are we ready?
Okay, right. So as he's got the lyrics of his song, he's singing them to another tune. Got to guess them both.
Okay.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, cause I know how you feel me somehow, and get closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't want to go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life.
And
sooner or later it's
all
over.
I
just don't want to miss a thing tonight. And I don't want the world to see me. Cause I don't think they'd understand when everything's understand. Meant to be broken. I just
song.
Want you to know who I am.
Da 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 da.
da 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 da. That's the only bit of the whole song that I got.
Oh my God! What are the words? It is a ballad, is it?
It's a ballad.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they understand. Is it One Direction? It sounds like.
No, it's gotta be. It's gotta be from our youth. Da da da.
Is it
Aerosmith?
What? Oh God! But who sings it? Baby Doll, Doll Baby, Baby.
It's the Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Baby Doll Baby. Da 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 da.
I'm still lost on the tune, guys.
What is it?
Is it
what the hell is it?
Girls? I'm going to guess.
The hell is it?
Oh my God. You butchered that. That's one of my favourite Belinda Carlisle songs. It'll never be the same. Why did you sing it in a minor key?
You can't throw stones, Lise, because when I hear you sing, that's it too. You've really got to break it down between the tune and the lyrics. When it's just sung on one note, it's hard to tell what they are. You're looking at beats. Don't be clapping your hands and da 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 da.
I'm just
it makes
him
no
tips
difference.
For next
don't
time.
You give him tips. Take okay. nothing from Lise. Well done, Az.
It is very
you really
hard.
Threw yourself into it.
Thank you.
And your giggles interjecting through really made it.
You guys did actually really well.
Well, now that we know where the standard of throwing crap on people is, you guys are back in the hot seat for Bangers and Mash next week.
Yes, right, yes we are. Can't wait.
See how the professionals do it, boys.
Who are we getting in?
Sarah, have you been rocking your hot pink skinny boots out in public?
I have worn them to the cafe down the road several times.
Yes, okay, but I'm talking about outside of this work zone.
No, because I don't want to ruin them. They're very precious to me. I put their protectant spray on and then as soon as I get work, they're at home.
Safely.
But you can get away with yours.
You rock mine.
More of a like, I go to music festivals vibe. That's what
Thank
your
you.
UGG boots
That's
tell
exactly
me.
That's exactly the look I'm going for at 38 years old.
Yeah, you could put them on with a mini skirt because they come up nearly to your knees. You could rock that vibe
I'm doing
too.
Them over the jeans to Woolies and to daycare pickup.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, they're the two places so far, but there's many more to explore because Bunnings on the weekend, I think I'm going to rock them there.
Oh, look, we've all got to have goals in life, don't we?
Speaking about things that you're wearing out in public.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
Oh, God.
Hey, lady. You want to swap our undies, baby?
Cause after all, this is Underwars.
Lee's and Sarah's Underwars.
Well, today marks the end day of a full week where Lise and I have swapped styles of underwear because I'm a big believer in a full brief and I wanted Lise to experience the joy of life in a full cotton undie.
And I, as a dedicated G-banger aficionado, I wanted Sarah to experience the freedom and thrill of not having a visible panty line.
And I can't say it was freedom or
Did
a thrill.
Did you play by the rules, Sarah Wills?
Yes.
Did you? Did you wear the G-strings I purchased for you every single day?
One day I had a day off.
You're not allowed to have a day off in a challenge,
because I
Sarah.
Don't. Look, it's not that they're literally as uncomfortable as I thought they would be. But figuratively they are, yes, because I got a number of salacious messages from
God.
People.
Such
they
as
had,
what?
They had such a knock-on effect in my life. And I had people whom I know and some I don't just asking me how my undergarments were going. And I am not down with that. And yesterday it all came to a head when we were in the change room, we went shopping together. I was in H&M and I was unprepared, mentally unprepared for the reflection on that wonky side mirror that is in change room. And I was like, that's it. That was the nail in the coffin for G-strings
okay,
for me.
Okay, so what is your verdict before we move on to the week that was for me?
My verdict is I will keep them in my drawer at home.
Okay.
And if I have run out of all my other types of underwear, then I may, in desperation, wear one. But they're not a choice. They're not a lifestyle choice for me. In fact, as I sit here now with you, I am back into my much-loved
Okay,
Grundies.
Well, I played by the rules. I did not touch any of my G-strings all week. I only wore your gigantic granny undies from Monday through to today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what it's been like for me this week is I have been feeling asexual. I'm just going to say that.
Rubbish.
That's a mindset. It is a mindset, but that was the knock-on effect for me. Also, I've been having to wear very loose, large-fitting items of clothing to avoid VPL because you know I'm not down with that.
I did see a little bit of that in your jeans yesterday, and I had a little bit of a chuckle.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm leaving my mark.
No. Also, as I said to you earlier, my core temperature as a whole has risen.
But I think you have overall enjoyed the experience and have been pleasantly surprised, and I think you will continue to wear them.
I feel that you have bewitched me a little bit. And in fact, I was thinking it's almost like, remember those cheesecakes in the frozen food aisle?
Yeah.
Sara Lee's.
Oh.
Do you like that?
Yes.
I feel like you've rubbed off a little bit on me. Oh. I will be keeping them.
Yes.
I've decided that I will wear them once I come home from a day out.
Okay.
I will change into the granny undies.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I am the winner here because Lee's I've turned Lee's.
But I'm a good sport.
I've turned Lee's to granny undies.
I'm a good sport too. Because
yes.
I can admit that, okay, they are comfortable. I will wear them from time to time, but absolutely not when I'm going out, and absolutely not if I'm wearing
a tight-fitting jean. You are a convert, my friend. I'm excited.
I can't believe it's over.
Are you disappointed, Scott?
I'm wearing
or are you relieved?
I'm currently wearing giant undies with pineapples on them.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Did you buy those two for yourself?
I did.
Oh, yay.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
131060, do you have an irrational fear of belly buttons? You're just irrationally uncomfortable, afraid of them. This kind of came up yesterday.
Yeah, it did, because we were talking about all kinds of weird and, well, not wonderful phobias that people may have. And I divulged to the two of you and the rest of the country that I've always had a thing about my belly button. I was scared of wire coat hangers falling into it and gouging it out. I mean, I know that that's unlikely to happen.
Yeah. What if it happened to somebody else?
In their belly button?
Yeah. Would you feel comfortable?
No, of course. Ah! Don't show me anything, Sarah. Do not. Oh, my God. Do not. Sarah, get that bloody wire coat hanger away from me. That's not
just
even
watch.
Funny,
you've got
guys.
You've just got
no! Don't! I'm going to start this. Sarah, do not put that thing near your belly button.
Tugging the skin of my belly button with the wire cutter.
You are a sick individual. Hold on, let me just watch with one eye. Just do it gently.
See, are you okay?
Okay, it's like exposure therapy.
Okay, is that feeling better? Oh, it's like, oh,
that's
ouch.
Okay, but do you know what? It's because you have an innie, I have an outie. So if you bring that wire coat hanger near me, no.
See, look, do you know it. There's actually a name for fear of belly buttons? It's called omphalophobia.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if there's a fear of outie belly buttons. So weird. I'm just doing that to annoy you.
So my fault that I have an outie. It's not that outie. Although it got really outie when I was pregnant.
Did it?
Oh, God. That was my first tip off that I was pregnant. It popped out like, boop.
Really? Yeah. That was just the kids like, knock, knock, yeah.
Knock, knock.
I'm here. Boop, out you go.
And it came.
Eliza's called on 131060.
All right.
Okay.
Eliza, do you have an irrational fear?
Hold on, my computer's doing that dumb thing again.
Oh, no, that's just you, Scott.
Don't blame poor my work, but blames his tools.
My computer's doing that dumb thing where it's letting me use it again. Here we go, Eliza.
Eliza, yes. Thanks for calling through 131060. Hello, do you have a fear of the old belly button?
No, but my ex-boyfriend actually had a fear of belly buttons.
Talk us through it.
He had a phobia, and I remember him telling me about it when we first got together, and I was like, oh, no, it can't be that bad. And one night when he was staying at my house, I poked him in the belly button for a laugh, and he literally had a full anxiety attack.
Oh, no.
And was shaking and almost in tears.
No. Oh, wow. That is okay. A full-on fear.
What about, like, was he okay looking at your belly button, or did you have to wear, like, a chesty bonds in bed, cover it up, or Band-Aid over it?
No, he was fine with my belly button.
Just his.
Like, if I...
touched
his. If I was trying to just play, like, this play around. If I touch my belly button, he'd like dry reach.
Oh, fun. That's fun, isn't it? Hey, Jessica on 131060, do you have a fear of belly buttons?
I hate my belly button being touched, and my boyfriend leaves for work earlier than I do. And to wake me up to say he's saying bye, he pokes my belly button, wakes me up in a panic.
Jessica, do you also have an outie? Because I do not like my belly button touched either, and I think it's because it's particularly sensitive as an outie.
I have an innie belly button, but he's got an outie, and I can't look at his belly button.
I mean, they are sensitive to be touched. I just love how supportive your boyfriend is, Jess. It's like, boom, wake up, I'm out. There's some funny photos that have surfaced of Chris Hemsworth and his wife Elsa Pataky. Is that how I say it?
Yes, I think so.
In Byron, they're having lunch with Matt Damon and his wife Luciana. And Matt and Luciana are looking a bit uncomfortable because Chris and Elsa are having a pretty full-on PDA session.
Public display of affection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the photos, Sarah. I think, you know, it's predictable that you're offended
by this. I'm offended.
Well, I don't think you like public displays of affection because I actually think that those images, they're sitting in a cafe, she's a little bit draped on him.
She's kind of like a souvenir koala, those ones that you open its back and its arms and legs cling on around somebody.
But it is Chris Hemsworth, and as if you wouldn't be. And I just don't think it's over the top. They're just casually having
But don't you reckon it's a bit awkward? Like, what if you and Dane were out with Wills and me?
Yeah.
And I just had to watch you two sort of... I mean, it's not a good comparison because when Wills and I are out, we kind of look like we're estranged more than PDAs. We don't really do it.
You're not into
but,
it.
But, you know.
I also think there's something about Byron Bay. I think it's the Byron effect. My sister lives there.
Yeah.
And she's been there for over a decade. And I swear a lot of people in Byron are very PDA.
Yeah.
I think that there's something about, you know, the minute you slip on a pair of thongs and, you know, wear a sarong and all of that,
turmeric latte.
Yeah. You're more inclined to relaxing.
To mac on.
To relaxing and showing love.
What about you and Dane?
Well,
don't just throw me under the bus. I don't think you two are a PDA couple.
Well, no, Dane. I'm probably more PDA than Dane is. But I do, like, you know, we go riding on his Harley. So I have to, like, souvenir koala it on the back.
No, that's not a PDA. That's just hanging on for your life.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
different.
Yes and no.
Do you really nestle in?
I nestle.
You are the koala. Look, if Chris Hemsworth was my husband, I'd probably be wrapping my entire body around
and
him.
And what's
too.
Her name again?
Elsa.
Elsa who?
Patacake.
That's it.
Pataky.
Makes me hungry whenever we say her name.
She's pretty amazing.
She is amazing. Well, not her, just Patacake or Pataky. It sounds like a pasty.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Happy Friday and also happy National Flip-Flop Day, otherwise known as a thong in Australia.
Yes, no one calls it flip-flops in this country.
Well, it's called National Flip-Flop Day, Sarah.
Well, can I confess something?
Sure.
I don't own thongs, nor to any of my family.
What?
Yep.
Actually, why am I not surprised? Yet another article of clothing that is comfortable and relaxed that you don't subscribe to.
I might have one pair of thongs that I pull out for the beach and pool, but that's...
But you never go to the beach and pool.
That's true.
I can't believe... You don't even have a pair of Havaianas? Are you even Australian?
I'm
adding
question.
That to your Christmas list.
Oh, great.
Are you saying Wills doesn't have thongs either?
No.
Oh, my God. Dane has good thongs, dress thongs, house thongs.
No, he's got slip-on shoes, but no thongs. No, we're not a thong family.
Guys, this needs to change. I am so shook.
Isn't it a bit of a slap in the face that Flip-Flop Day is in the middle of winter?
Well, but that doesn't matter,
that's
Scotty,
it's
in
American
Australia.
And somehow we've just adopted it.
And guys, it's Australia. In winter, we just wear thongs with socks. And all is good with the world.
That's true.
I can't believe you.
Well, you can wear thongs for the both of us.
There's going to be public backlash on the fact that you don't own thongs. I know it.
I've tried them. I trip over too much in them. I'm not coordinated in thongs.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
No.
I'm going too quickly.
Can't be bothered walking.
Jesus, I'll drive you if you want.
That's the spirit. You want Az to be your chauffeur now.
I've got 73 cents left in my spending account.
What? How is that possible?
What do you mean? It's my pocket money account, Sarah.
Oh, the
it's
pocket
not,
money.
Because
I was like, I paid us this week and I didn't pay us 74 cents.
It's my own personal...
What did you say? How did you pay me?
Savings account. Not savings. It's my own personal pocket money, weekly pocket money account.
You don't... Do you pay Lee's?
Yeah.
No. Well, no.
I do. I say this month, she's not worth as much as me.
Fair enough.
I'll give you...
She does. She's the secondary bookkeeper. Actually,
it means I'm actually the only one who knows how to work, how to use zero.
Interesting.
I get Lee's onto the gifts for Insta stories.
Oh, shut up.
And I do the payroll.
Fair enough.
So no, that's it. I'm tightening. That's it.
I paid you $1 million. How do you only have 73?
No, you guys know that Dane and I issue ourselves. 50.
Do you still have this? Yeah, yes. I was about to say, wow, still 50.
Yep. $50 a week. Make
Is
do.
When do you get
Monday
a top
to
up?
Monday or Friday to Friday?
Friday to Friday.
Oh, so you have more money today.
Yes,
then.
Today it lands, but only at 11. Ish. Sometimes 9:30.
Like, I'm happy to
sometimes
shout.
At 10.
I can shout you.
No. I'm fine. It's called restraint and discipline. And if it's not there, it's not for me to have.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, she's so good.
You know
with
what?
Her money.
I can make myself a Nescafe here and again at home. Also, I'd like to sleep and catch up on Handmaid's Tale before my parents arrive. Because they're getting to our place at 9:30. They're gonna be cleaning. Which means I have to clean before they arrive to clean. And Maxie's home and Dane's home. I'm going to be putting everyone to task.
Mm.
I want this house looking ship shape. I want the outside. Dane has to go and buy a new fridge, a new TV, a new microwave and a new bar fridge.
But, you know, if you sent him off to do that, well, I'm just assuming if I sent Wills off, it's the same. They will take... 7 times longer.
I don't care, as long
than
as
if
he's
you
out
just.
Of
oh, okay. So you want him out of the house?
I want him
okay.
out of the house with Maxie.
Okay, yeah,
they're gonna
sure.
go. They're going to go to the Good Guys or wherever. Okay. Harvey. And I said to him, "You better bargain shop. You better." And he already has. He's started. I said, "The Good Guys operate on the fact that if you bring to them a lower price, they will beat it by 5 or 15%."
Yeah.
So I was like, "You better come armed with a few prices under your belt."
Yeah. Right.
I'm not buying 4 appliances.
They also
and
take
not
less.
Getting a bundle deal.
They also take less for cash.
Noted.
So tell.
Noted.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They used to do that, didn't they?
I think they do.
But, you know, it's the best time of year to shop for this stuff because it's like, you know, all the end of financial EOFI.
No, oh, I hate that acronym. Oh, my God.
Too.
Stop trying to make EOFIS happen.
EOFIS. Just say EOFY.
Just say end of financial year. What was that lame ad you saw where they were trying to do? Was
Office
it?
Works are trying to make EOFY into the word everything. So EOFY thing. And I was like, it doesn't work, guys.
I saw a billboard when I was driving out to Chermside yesterday.
EOFY thing. It doesn't work. That was it. That was the billboard.
The yogurt?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Have you seen the yogurt billboard on the way to Chermside?
The lactose one.
And it is spelled, Aaron, get this. I know you're watching the news over our head. How is the weather in Canberra today?
I was trying to see the Melbourne weather,
actually. Y-O-G-H-O-U-R-T. That is how yogurt is spelt on a billboard.
If I'm honest, I'm going to have to think about how yogurt's actually spelled.
Think about it. It's got an extra vowel. They've bought an extra vowel and it was unnecessary.
So what? But why?
It's like yogurt.
But why?
I don't know. They've just spelt it.
It wasn't as part of. It wasn't like. Oh, now it spells something different.
No, it's like I wasn't able to eat yogurt. Now I can.
It wasn't
what
like yogurt.
How did they spell it?
Y-O-G-H-O-U-R-T.
Yes, they did
they
not.
Did. They did.
They did not. Sarah, are you sure?
Yep.
I didn't see that.
Yep. I would have taken a photo, but I was driving.
There'd have to be so many hands that has to go
that's
through
it. That's
to
what,
get
that's
up
what
there.
Blows.
Oh, hold on, guys. I've just Googled it, and yogurt can be spelt with an O-U.
That's not.
In Wikipedia, yogurt can be spelled Y-O-G-U-R-T, which is how I would spell it.
That might be the American spelling. It can
also be spelled Y-O-G-H-U-R-T. It can also be spelled Y-O-G-H-O-U-R-T.
Why would you spell it like that way in Australia?
Well, Have you ever seen it like that?
Was it an international brand?
No. It was, yes. It was Jalna.
Yeah.
I thought you're like, Jalna.
Was it Jalna? Hold on. Okay, if I type in Jalna, it's still saying Jalna yogurt.
That's a European brand.
U-R-T.
Yes.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Yogurt.
Let's call them.
Oh, right now.
Let's call them and point it out.
No, I'm afraid.
No. Okay, what if you go to the Jalna website, it is spelt Jalna Potset Yogurt. Y-O-G-H-O-U-R-T.
Wow. Well, so I stand corrected.
They're spelling it. But then, in their copy, in the paragraphs beneath, they're spelling it Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
Okay, that so is inconsistent. There.
Who is doing their copywriting? I'll tell you, it's not me.
Well, no, you're on the radio.
Lee's used to do copywriting, though.
And then again, in an image below, my turn, enjoy our lactose-free yogurts.
Yeah, H-O-U.
O-U-R-T. Inconsistent. I mean, I like Jalna. And if you want to send me some free yogurt, I'll take it. But get your copywriter and
at least make it consistent.
If
that is an optional spelling, which I didn't think it was, I stand corrected there.
I did not realise it was either.
But you've got to use it all the way through.
Oh, absolutely. Because then it's a topic.
Yeah.
It's a point.
Yeah.
A marketing angle.
What did you just do then, Az? What was that little brrrt?
That's me. Listen.
That's her phone.
Does your phone not do
it? What are you doing when it does that?
I'm saving to camera roll.
Oh, I keep my phone on silent.
That's the polite thing to do.
Especially in a radio studio while the microphones are on.
Oh, it's not on silent. Zozzles.
I really want to see Ocean's 8 today.
TGIF. That's all I have to say. TGIF. I've got so much washing to do. All I want to do is sit down and watch Handmaid's Tale. I bet you Dane's watched it again without me last night. I've given up.
I know. Well, because you've broken the chain, or he broke the chain, so he probably will just watch it by himself now. Although if he's smart, he wouldn't. Do you want me to send him a text message just to be like, Lee's is coming home to watch it?
Yeah, but Maxie's home.
Oh, yeah, I just meant watch it together.
Sarah, when two people love each other.
No.
I am aware. I've got two kids. I know what happens. I know how it all works.
Anyway. Have a good time in Melbourne, Az.
Thank you.
Yes. What is the weather like?
What is your flight? When is your flight?
Did you buy a puffer vest to keep you?
This is not on-air chat, guys.
To keep you in its warm? Is.
I did not buy a puffer vest.
Oh, airport?
I've got a denim jacket.
Are
you going to do double denim?
Absolutely not.
A denim jacket's not going to cut it in Melbourne, as you're going to be so cold.
You are going to be so cold. What about a nice...
That was the closest Az has got to aggressive.
You know what? You know what would look good on Az? A North Face jacket. Do you have one of those? That's very...
No, isn't that? That feels too outdoorsy. I'm not going to wear that walking around town.
People can wear it.
You need a Gore-Tex.
People do wear North Face.
Then you
face.
Can take it to the Himalayas.
It's very street.
I'm not that kind of guy.
No, yeah, but you can wear an understated one, like a black one.
He's pretty sharp. He likes what he likes.
Yes.
But I think
I'm not debating that. I'm just cool making a suggestion.
I've got a quilted jacket. It's like a quilted... What are you laughing at?
I just love that you said quilted jacket.
Is it patchwork too?
Oh, is that funny?
Is it crocheted?
I don't know what's happening right now.
That's right. It's just when someone says quilted jacket, I get a very
crafty vibe.
Crafty vibe.
I didn't make it.
I know.
What colour is it?
Like a grey.
Nice. And is it warm?
Yeah.
Well, take that over your denim jacket.
I'm taking multiple jackets.
Okay, good. How long are you going for? Are you going to be back in time for us on Monday?
I'm back on Sunday, but I'm just going to have like 5 jackets.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's preparation. You never know what you're going to need. What about shoes? Just the one pair?
Just the one pair.
Yes.
The good old trusty.
This is not a conversation we should be having.
But are you like me? When you go travelling, even if I'm going away for a night, I will take like 7 pairs of underwear.
Oh, my God. Sarah, I've seen you pack and it's too much. When we were travelling interstate for work, you were taking one of those gigantic Samsonite luggages for like an overnight.
Yeah, I'm not carrying on.
I'll carry on for a week.
Yeah, you are pretty amazing with your, I mean, you look about 10 sizes bigger when you get on the plane because you were wearing all your clothes.
And G-strings don't take up a lot of room.
Mm. Well, they're not good for in case of emergency, are they? When you need that parachute, you've made as many jokes about it. You'll be coming to me saying, Sarah, give me a pair. And I'll say, nah. Nah. Try and hook onto something with yours. Oh, I'm so glad Underwars is over. Oh, all right.
Let's go. What time is it? 6:15.
You and me for Shazaz?
Sure. I'm going to come back though because I've got to go soon. So I won't eat there.
You know what? Let's just make it Monday. Let's make it a Monday date.
Fine. I'll go by myself.
All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You can get warmed up with Skinnies. Check out the original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.